Praise God. The book of Acts, chapter 14, and I want to start with verse 8, Acts chapter 14, and starting with verse 8. Praise God. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Praise God. God's a healing God. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Amen. Now, if you'll go with me down to verse 19. And this is the same situation here. Acts 14 and verse 19. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Amen. You can go from being a god to not being able to live because you're stoned to death. Amen. I want to talk about the truth tonight. Can I just talk about the truth a little bit? Amen. We need to know the truth. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Praise God. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. Ask you to anoint it to every heart. Let it find its mark in everyone here tonight. Those that are looking on the internet, we pray for them as well. That the word of God will speak to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And if I could change gears just a little bit here, I'd like to go to the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. And it seemed with the Apostle Paul that he either had a revival or a riot on his hands. He was a very controversial figure, and wherever he went, it was the gospel of Jesus Christ. He went to a place called Thessalonica, and this is where the Thessalonian church, but he was in Thessalonica, and verse 10, it says, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews." These, that would be those of Berea, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And so, too many times, I think, or at least it is possible for us to come to the house of God and hear the word of God, but after a while, not really understanding it and really understanding where it's at in the word of God. I believe tonight that we all need to be students to some degree of the word of God, and we need to know what we believe. Amen. Scripture says, "Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Praise God. And that's where we're going to go here tonight. And sometimes, you know, and this is just me, and it may change at some point in the future, but for now, we don't put our scripture verses up on the wall simply because I really feel strongly tonight that we need to bring our Bibles to the house of God. we need to be familiar with this book and where it's at, and our notes and our little markings that we put into the Word of God, because it is our friend. It is the solid thing that we need to have in our lives. I'm not being critical. Please don't misunderstand me tonight. If someone puts the scriptures up on the wall, that's fine. I don't have any criticism of that at all. But I've noticed that that when they do that, I've been on the platform where they do that, and the pastor would or the preacher would call for a scripture, and all of a sudden it would pop up on the wall, and everybody, you would see everybody doing this right here. And probably didn't remember where it was at in just a few moments. But if we have the Word of God before us, amen. The Lord gave us His Word, and we're so thankful tonight for the Bible. Praise God. And of all people, I believe tonight, we need to be those that are lovers of the Word of God. Because in the Word of God is wisdom and knowledge, and the wisdom is the principal thing, and knowledge is also the principal thing. Wisdom is the facts and figures of a certain subject, and what we're talking about here tonight, wisdom is knowing where the scripture is. Wisdom is knowing the facts and the figures about certain scriptures. But knowledge is putting it to practice. Amen. And it's more than just coming and hearing the Word of God. Now, I hope you all will help me here tonight. But it's more than just coming and hearing the Word of God. The Bible says if we're going to be on a solid foundation, that we must hear the Word of God, but then we must do the Word of God. And in doing the Word of God, we purify our souls. In doing the Word of God, we realize after a period of time, we realize the value of the Scripture, we realize the value of the truth, and it goes further than wisdom, and it becomes knowledge. Amen. I want to talk about knowledge a little bit here tonight, and how important it is. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, and probably you're wishing right now that it was on the wall. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. I'm sure most of you have been there today reading that scripture. But it's very familiar if you've lived for God any length of time. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Amen. "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." That's pretty serious stuff right there. But he said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And it's not the will of God that his work be destroyed. It's not the will of God that our personal walk with God be destroyed. Amen. It's not the will of God that we go backward, but we should be going forward. Amen. We should be going forward in the Word of God and in the will of God. And Israel, the Lord spoke to them here and said that the people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. They were probably hearing the Word of God, but there was something about it when they left the synagogue, they never did the Word of God. And so when you set up a situation like that, you're literally building your life, your country, your church, your personal walk with God, whatever you want to talk about tonight, you're building it on the sand, because the building of the sand is hearing the Word but not doing the Word. Amen. We need to be people of knowledge. Praise God. And one of the things that the Lord put a premium on in His Word, of course, is knowledge. And in fact, without it, we're going to be destroyed, because without knowledge, we can be led in many different directions. Praise God. We're living in a day where there is so much media that is available. And I'm not going to get off onto this here tonight, but you can hear this story over here. You can hear this story over here. And I have seen a couple of clips here and there of folks that have prophesied about Donald Trump and it never did come to pass. And stories of military intervention and it never came to pass. And folks go running after these fantastic stories. And I don't believe tonight that we ought to be those that follow after fantastic stories that are written by mere men. But what we need is to have a guiding star called the Word of God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Because the times are going to get worse according to prophecy. And I don't want to be negative here tonight at all, but the Bible says that Satan will be transformed into an angel of light. And it says that he will be able to call down fire from heaven in the sight of men, and he will do miracles in the sight of men. And many will follow after him, and they will be destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Amen. We need to be people that study the Word, read the Word, hear the preaching of the Word, but we also need to be people that do the Word. Well, praise God. And we're living in a time where they are literally saying that good is evil and evil is good. And in order for you to have a stable foundation to build your life on, amen, we've got to have something that is true. And there's only one thing that's true in this world, and that's the Word of God. Amen. Psalm 119 and verse 9. Psalm 119 and verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Amen. That's talking to everybody on the front row here tonight. That's your scripture for tonight. Take it home and meditate on it and let it become a part of your life. Amen. A young man can cleanse his way by taking heed according to the word of God. In other words, when you hear the word, then you go and do the word. Verse 11 of the same chapter, David said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." And so there's something about this knowledge of the Word of God that when we hide it in our hearts, amen, when we get it down deep inside of us, when and a very good way for all of us to do that, and especially the youth, they seem to have the ability more than the adults to memorize the Word of God. Praise the Lord, to get the Word of God out and memorize it. And when you memorize the Word of God and you get it down deep in your heart, it's kind of like a treasure chest. And there are times that you need it, and you open up the treasure chest, and there it is. Amen. Almost like a tool in a toolbox. And you open up the toolbox, and you need a tool for a specific thing. That's exactly the way the Word of God is. Verse 105 of the same chapter. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Very familiar scripture that we read there tonight. We've all heard that. But it's a whole lot more than just hearing the word. Amen. The word is a light to my feet and a lamp to my pathway. Amen, a light unto my pathway. And so what we need in the time of decision, young man in the time of decision, mom and dad, pastor, any of us here tonight, there are days of decisions that we have to make in our life. And if we can measure those decisions by the Word of God, if we can get the Word of God out, and see what it says, and see what thus saith the Lord, Amen. We're going to make less bad decisions and more good decisions in our life. Praise the Lord. The place of knowledge, of course, is the Word of God. And we need to have the Word of God to guide us and lead us through these turbulent times that we are living in. Praise God. And that's why the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's look at a couple of scriptures along that line. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21, if you'll turn with me tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God." And so there's a very powerful thing that we see there. They had the wisdom, but they did not have the knowledge. Amen. That after the wisdom of God, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. Preaching is a tremendous responsibility. Preaching is a tremendous thing that we need in our lives. And the preaching of the Word of God, it's not some man's imagination, but it is the Word of God. And he didn't say foolish preaching. I've seen that once or twice over the years, and that's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about foolish preaching, but the foolishness of preaching. Amen. What does that mean? That means that somebody that comes in with a master's degree and the preacher just barely got out of high school, praise God, that he can get up under the anointing of the Word of God and make a tremendous effect and move upon that person that is learned in the things of this world. Praise God. Brother Charlie was in one of his classes before he found the Lord, and didn't you tell me it was a religious class, and they were trying to teach religion, some sort of theology, in the college where he was going. And you can't find God that way. You're not going to find God by the wisdom of this world, but you're going to find it through the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 25. And it says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." And that doesn't mean that God is foolish, and it doesn't mean that God has weakness. Amen. But it just is giving us an example of weakness and strength. Amen. The strongest man on the earth, the strongest woman on the earth, it doesn't matter who you are, what you know, we do not measure up to God's Word. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14, we'll just look at a few here in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 8, "For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle?" Amen. And so the trumpet has to give a certain sound. The trumpet is the preaching of the Word of God. I thank God for preaching. I thank God for a man of God in my life that preached the Word to me. And what we need in these troubled times is a certain sound. Amen. Not a sound that is preaching fear and control. But what we need is someone that will preach the Word of God with love. I'll tell you what, if folks know that you love them, you can preach it as hard as you want to, and they will love it. Amen. And I thank God for a pastor. My pastor would preach the Word of God, and he would preach it straight, but I knew that he loved me, and I received the Word of God. Amen. Because without the Word of God, we can't be saved. Amen. And so we look here at the scripture that we read tonight in Acts chapter 28, I want to just look at that for a moment. Actually, we didn't read this one yet. Acts 28 and verse 2. Paul had become shipwrecked. There's a lot of really exciting stories, and I'm not going to do it justice here tonight. But there's some really exciting stories in the book of Acts. If you'll take the book of Acts and go through it, there's so many thrilling stories, and here's one of them where Paul told him, he said, don't go out in the ship. You're going to lose everything if you do. And because the wind was blowing softly and they thought that their purpose was already in the bag, so to speak, they loosed. And it wasn't very long after they got out into the sea that a hurricane blew up, a big storm, and it was actually named Euroclydon. Amen. And it tossed the ship, and for days, and actually, I believe it was more than 2 weeks, they were tossed in the sea, and it looked like they were going to perish. And finally, they found a place to run the ship aground, and everybody got on boards and different things, and they floated up to the shore. And the barbarous people, verse 2 of Acts chapter 28, here is the fickleness of mankind, if I could use that word tonight. Acts 28 and verse 2, we cannot be fickled people, but we need to be people that are solid in the Word of God and solid in what we believe. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. In other words, they were very kind to them. For they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Now that's enough right there. That's a thrilling thing right there. I hate snakes, and I could just imagine what that would be like. And when the barbarians saw that the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And so they made conclusions. And folks, that's exactly what happens when we make decisions outside of the Word of God. We suppose that things are a certain way, but they may not be a certain way. And what we need to do is hear from God, because the Lord is the only one that knows everything. He's a murderer, and vengeance has suffered him not to live. And this was a very poisonous snake. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. Amen. Somebody said they changed their minds. I guess what we believed wasn't really true. I guess what we thought wasn't really what it was. And they changed their minds, and they said he was a god. Amen. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Amen. And there was healings that took place. But the point of the story tonight is that without the Word of God, without the knowledge of the Word of God, we're going to be over here, and then we're going to be over here, and we're going to be over here. But what we needed is to be solid upon the Word of God and not moved by circumstances. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We could look at other stories here tonight, and I read to you about Paul and Silas. They were in Thessalonica, and they got kicked out of there. And then they went to Berea, which was another city in the area. and they went into the synagogue of the Jews. And the Bible says that the people of Berea, this is Acts 17 and verse 11, that these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Praise God. They were willing to hear the word of God. But there was something noble about these people. They were not willing to just swallow anything that anybody said. They were ready and willing to receive the word of God with an open mind. But then they got their Bibles out and they searched the scriptures daily to see if what the preacher was preaching is actually in the word of God. Well, praise God. And I'll tell you, this applies to the young people especially, and sometimes to the adults as well. Mom and Dad brings us to the house of God, and we worship the Lord because that's what everybody else is doing. And we hear the word of God and say amen, but it's so very easy for that to just go in one ear and out the other, to go over our heads, as it were. What we need as young people, amen, we need to get into the word of God and understand it and have the knowledge of the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We memorize scriptures here in Sunday school, and I think that's very wonderful. But you can memorize, but if it's not applied to your life, it doesn't really mean a whole lot. Amen. Amen. The Lord wants us to be noble people. Amen. We want you to hear the word of God, but go home and open up your Bible and find out if it's in the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that opens up the door for truth. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And you don't have to turn there, but the greatest commandment in the Bible. I'm sure most of these young men can quote that. Can any of you quote that? Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Go ahead, Gavin. All right, verse 5. All right, praise God. That's all right. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. There's only one God, and we need to love that one God. Amen. My point is well taken here tonight. Is there anybody else that's got a scripture you want to quote? I don't think so. Praise God. But that's really my point here tonight, and I don't want to embarrass Gavin. I hope that didn't embarrass you tonight. But that is a foundational scripture upon which we stand. Amen. It was a foundational scripture in that day. There's only one God. There's no such thing as a trinity of gods. Amen. And I'm not being critical or condemning or anything like that, but the truth is the truth. And you say, well, how are we going to know if Satan is coming along, and if the miracle is of Satan or if it's of God in the last days according to Revelation? How are we going to know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error? Amen. Well, there's a scripture for that, 1 John 4 and verse 6. And they had it figured out. And folks, we need to have it figured out when it comes to the knowledge of the word of God. 1 John 4 and verse 6, we are of God. Praise the Lord. Well, there's a lot of folks that say that, but is it actually true? It was actually true with John, because he was given the word of God directly from Jesus Christ. Amen. You don't get it any closer than that. Praise God. And he said, we are of God. He that knoweth God, there's the knowledge. He that knoweth God heareth us. Praise the Lord. Amen. If someone is, or some spirit, or whatever you want to talk about, comes along and says something that is different than what the apostles preached, they are not of God. It really comes down to that. It's really that simple. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Praise God. We need to be people that love the truth of the Word of God. Can anybody quote on the front row? Can anybody quote me Acts 2:38? All right. Are you sure, Dan?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and quote it. Well, praise God. That's what we need right there. And that's the plan of salvation.
Amen.
Can anybody quote verse 29? Verse 39. Pastor needs some help here tonight. All right, Gavin, go ahead. We'll give you another shot at it here tonight. Well, praise God. I love these young people. Amen. They've got the Word of God in their hearts. And it's so very important because somewhere down the road, you're going to need the Word of God. Amen. And we understand who Jesus is. John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 of the same chapter says, and the Word was made flesh. Praise God. The Word was made flesh. There is only one God, but that one God came down and formed a body in Mary and then lived in that body. Praise God. That's why Jesus said, the Father that is in me. Amen. And it also says that if the Spirit that raised up Christ be in you, praise God. We have Christ in us, but we don't have the physical man inside of us. We have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. There's only one God, only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I'll just go back to the story that we read in the beginning, and we'll finish with this here tonight. Acts 14 and verse 8. And there sat a man at Lystra. Here they are in Lystra, the Apostle Paul, a man that was impotent in his feet. And Paul beheld him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and said, stand upright on your feet. And he leaped and walked. And the people of Lycaonia, or the people of Lystra, rather, they lifted up their voice in the speech of Lycaonia, and they said, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. How fickle can we be when we don't have the Word of God? You can go anywhere without the Word of God, without a man of God in your life, without reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God for yourself. And they said that the gods have come down to us. Mercury, Jupiter has come down to us. And they brought out oxen and garlands, and they would have done sacrifice with the people. They were ready to offer sacrifices to the Apostle Paul, amen, and to Barnabas. But he said, no, we're just a man like you folks. And then it wasn't very long, just six verses away, the Jews came and stirred them up. And they took Paul and stoned him and tried to kill him with stones. Praise God. The fickleness of our world, but it should not be in the house of God. We stand upon the truth tonight. Can you stand with me? Well, praise God. We stand upon the Word of God. And if this is just for the young people, that's all right, but I'll tell you what, when I first came to the Lord, I had never read the Bible in my whole life. I was 19 years old, and I went to church every day of the week out until I was out of grade school, except for Saturday. Never read the Word of God, didn't know anything about the Word of God. But I discovered something that when I began to study the Word of God, and I'll tell you, a good way to learn the Word of God too is to teach the Word of God. Praise the Lord, because you're going to get lots of questions that you don't know the answer to, and it's going to force you to dig in and learn. Amen. I've learned that over the years. I'm very thankful that the Lord called me to minister the Word of God. It's been a tremendous blessing to me in that respect. Amen. But we need the Word of God. We need to hear the preaching of the Word of God. And we've got some special services coming up. We've got Brother Meter that's going to be here Sunday night. And we have Brother Hilton, Brother Brandon Hilton. We've never had him here before, but he is son-in-law to Brother Riggin. And we all know Brother Riggin. He's one of our missionaries. And he will be with us Sunday morning and Sunday night. And then Brother Barrier, one of the folks in the WPF, he's going to be here with us on the next weekend, Sunday morning and Sunday night. And then the following Sunday, Brother Mark Cowan from Aransas Pass, Texas, is going to be with us Sunday morning and Sunday night with his wife. And I'm looking forward to hearing the preaching of the Word of God. Are you looking forward to hearing the preaching of the Word? Amen. I'm looking forward to the Word of God, and I'm thankful for the teaching. Pastor's in a teaching mode right now, and I'm thankful for the teaching, but I'll tell you what, I love anointed preaching from the Word of God. And these are good men, godly men. And let's prepare our hearts. You know, Scripture says, if any lack wisdom and knowledge, let him ask of God who giveth liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. That's where I began to learn the Word of God more proficiently, is when I went to God in prayer and said, God, show me your Word. Give me a revelation of your Word. Let me see it as you wrote it. Amen. And all of a sudden, you'll begin to learn more and more. And then when you put it to practice, knowledge will come. Praise God. Lord, we thank you. I thank you tonight